So welcome back to Heart Series 2, and today 8 of Part 2. Now, throughout Part 1 and Part 2 so far, I've mentioned on many occasions this idea of cultivating a sense of empathy, of understanding, of meeting people, meeting ourselves sometimes, kind of where we are, rather than where we think we should be or where we think we would like the other person to be. If you think about it, there will always be an element of conflict if we're thinking where we think things should be rather than how they actually are. It's very rare, actually, that things are exactly as we think they should be or as we would like them to be. It can happen, does happen, but it's usually quite rare, you know. So this space in between what we experience and what we envisage, very often that's a space of conflict. So it's very useful training, actually, this particular exercise in recognizing, okay, this is where things are right now. We're not pretending that we're changing things, but we are actually creating a space in which we can envisage change taking place, and which hopefully we can begin to open our minds in such a way that we see some element of change taking place. The idea that I always like for this is, if you take a moment to think of a time where you spend a little bit of time with a close friend or family member, and maybe they're feeling a little bit down, and you're in a particularly sort of caring mood, positive mood, but just by spending a bit of time with them, perhaps listening, chatting, engaging them in some way, it somehow almost sort of lifts them out of that space that they were in. That can happen. It happens all the time. Likewise, of course, there can be times when we're not so aware and we go into that space, and it's almost as though when we leave, we feel as though we've been dragged into their space, their sort of headspace. But of course, if we can set up a framework in which we're very clearly sort of taking on their difficulty, exchanging it, sense of happiness, knowing that this idea, this exchange is taking place, knowing that it's benefiting the other person, knowing that it's training our own mind, then actually this idea, it's not so far-fetched actually. I'm not suggesting that we're necessarily making a difference to the other person, but that very ordinary everyday dynamic where we're affected by the way other people are around us, I think that starts to make a lot more sense, you know. So when you sit down to do the exercise each day, even if you're not sort of too sure whether the other person gets the benefit or not, it's still sitting down with the intention, with a sincere intention, that we're making a difference in some way, that we're cultivating the mind, even if it is only that we're bringing the mind to such a place that when we meet with that person next, we're able to relate to them, communicate with them with a greater sense of empathy and understanding. But right now, just take a moment in the usual way to get set up, to get comfortable, eyes open, feet on the floor. As you take some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next exhalation, just closing the eyelids. And in closing the eyes, just starting to become more aware of the space around you and all the other physical senses at work. At the same time, just starting to notice any physical sensations of either comfort or discomfort in the body as you scan down towards the toes. Just noticing what kind of mood, the most predominant mood that's around for you at the moment as well. Before beginning visualization, just taking the time to be clear about what you're actually doing right now, why you're doing it, how it benefits those around you. And now, just letting the attention shift to the breath, wherever you feel that in the body. Not forcing the breath in any way. But just resting the attention on that sensation for the next few minutes. As you continue to follow the breath, It's almost as if the visualization begins on its own. That person just comes to mind. You already know who they are, what it's about. Just watch as that exchange begins to take place, beginning very sort of gently, very easily. And as you see that person in the visualization, and just remembering how that idea, that image of a bud sort of opening or a flower unfolding, just how over the next few minutes that person just begins to let go of that stuff, a little bit brighter, muscles in the body start to relax, a smile on their face gets brighter. All those things slowly happening as they let go of their difficulties and it's replaced by a sense of happiness. So just staying with that now. And when that person looks really, really happy, when it looks as though they're completely free from all their problems, just letting go now of any image, any thing to focus on. Just let the mind be completely free. And now just bringing the attention back to the body, back to all of the senses, all of the physical senses. You just start to feel perhaps a bit more grounded, aware of that contact, the weight of the body, noticing the sounds, the smells. And as you open your eyes again, just blinking a few times to refocus the eyes, just aware. Not trying to be aware of anything in particular, but just aware. And in that awareness, being clear about your intention to be mindful throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you might just like to sit back in the chair. And today, just another tip really, I guess, when you're doing these little exercises and how you can kind of make it even sort of broader than you've been making it in these last few days. So that idea of walking past somebody in that way and just an exchange taking place, you can do it in even sort of a bigger way, a broader way. So let's imagine that you were sat on a train or on a bus, might even be in a traffic jam, you're in your car. But there's all these sort of people around you. They're people who you don't know, most likely, who you may not have seen before, you may not see them again. But as you sort of take a look around your environment, obviously you need to be a bit more careful doing this if you're driving, but let's stay with the bus and the train example. Like looking around and just noticing there might be a number of different people who look particularly unhappy in some way or stressed out in some way. And you can almost imagine, you don't want to do it for too long actually at this stage, but just two or three breaths perhaps. You can almost imagine that as you feel the inhalation, it's as though you're taking on the difficulty from all those different people. And as you feel the exhalation, you're replacing it with a sense of happiness. You don't need to look at the people. You definitely don't want to be sort of staring at them in any way. You can close your eyes. You can do it with your eyes open. It doesn't really matter. But just this sense that you have this opportunity. You know, in that moment, you're not only training the mind in awareness, you're also training it in understanding, in empathy. So you have an opportunity, or we all have these opportunities, where we can make really skillful, productive use of time. And who knows, maybe they see us sort of just smiling, whatever it might be, but maybe it does actually bring a greater sense of happiness to the people. We don't have to sit there with a big smile on our faces, but there's a sense that something is taking place. As I say, just try it, experiment in a few different situations. Just two or three breaths and see how you get on. And we'll pick up with this again tomorrow. So I'll see you back here then for day 9 of part 2.